It's our Halloween edition, so we've got spooky stories for you today. But first, let's check in with the East Bay Express co-editor, Robert Gammon. Hi, Bob.
Hi.
So there's been a lot of drama around Berkeley's Measure T. The local union endorsed it, but then they were overruled. Explain what happened in what seems like a very odd fight.
Yes, normally public employee unions endorse measures that would raise revenues for public agencies that employ members of that union. So that's why, for example, most public employee unions in California are endorsing Proposition 30, the statewide ballot measure that would raise taxes.
To pay for schools, yeah.
And so in Berkeley, same thing. Measure T stands to raise millions of dollars in tax revenue for the city of Berkeley. And so the local members of SEIU 1021 wanted to endorse it. Yet for some reason, the county leadership overruled the local members. And the county leadership won't explain why it did that and B, why it would oppose a measure that would raise money for the city.
Well, explain to us a little more, what would Measure T actually do in West Berkeley?
Measure T would allow for dense growth on six sites that are being underused now in West Berkeley. And so, for instance, the firefighters union is very much in support of this measure because it would generate about $6 million in new permit fees for new building construction for the city. The firefighters are also very happy because many of the buildings that would be replaced in West Berkeley are old buildings that are fire hazards for the fire department, difficult to fight fires if there's fires in there. The new developments also would likely bring in quite a bit of sales tax revenue because there's going to be new retail stores, new businesses there, real estate transfer tax because of property sales that would go up, and property tax increases because the value of the property in those areas would go up significantly.
And so what do the people who are against Measure T say?
They're very much afraid of what would happen if there's a lot of growth in West Berkeley, that they're afraid that rent prices will go up and that existing people who are working there and living there won't be able to afford to do so anymore.
And this ties into the mayor's race as well.
It does. Mayor Tom Bates is very much in support of Measure T, and his two main opponents, Chris Worthington and Jacqueline McCormick, are both opponents of Measure T.
And also in the East Bay, you write this week in your column about a flurry of negative ads in the Oakland races.
Yes. Over the last week, Oakland residents have been bombarded with a series of attack ads from Councilman Ignacio de la Fuente, Councilwoman Jane Bruner, and the Oakland Police Officers Union. And it's all about De La Fuente and Bruner's attempts to unseat Councilwoman Rebecca Kaplan and City Attorney Barbara Parker, respectively. The ads have been, there have been numerous ads, and they do include some false and misleading statements as well.
And Oakland police seem to be in danger of a federal takeover of that department.
They are. They're facing a federal takeover. At this point, the police union has always been one of the biggest political influences in the city. And this year, they're spending a lot of money trying to elect De La Fuente and Burr.
And on this Halloween edition of Cross Currents, is there anything else, any scary ballot propositions that you want to make sure that we know about or think about?
Statewide, Prop 33, I think. It's gone under the radar. It hasn't gotten a lot of coverage like Prop 30 and 32 and 37 have. But 33 is another effort by a large auto insurer, Mercury General, to change the rules in California so that it can charge different rates to people depending upon where they live. That's right now is illegal in California, but Prop 33 would effectively change that.